Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Lines 855-453 with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
855-453. Join us via Skype. Skype usernames LRN.FM. You know, every now and then a judge makes an interesting decision, one that might actually be worth supporting. In this case, it's a judge in Orange County, California. Stories from Daily Kos, or Daily Kos, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, dailykos.com. Between San Diego and Los Angeles is Orange County, California, with more than 3 million residents. It's larger than 21 states. If Orange County were a separate country, its economy would be the 45th largest in the world. Now known for Disneyland,
it's pretty big.
Yeah. The county may soon be known for having one of the most corrupt justice systems in the world. The width and depth and duration of the corruption truly boggles the mind. A case that should have been open and shut has blown the lid off of some deep secrets. On October 12, 2011, Orange County experienced the deadliest mass killing in its modern history. Scott DeCray killed 8 people, including his ex-wife, in a Seal Beach beauty salon. He was arrested wearing full body armor just a few blocks away. Without a doubt, DeCray was the perpetrator. A dozen surviving witnesses saw him do it. He admitted to the shooting early on. Yet nearly 4 years later, the case against him has all but fallen apart. It turns out that prosecutors and police officers committed an egregious violation of Mr. DeCray's rights. So much so that Superior Court Judge Thomas Goethals shocked everyone and removed the Orange County District Attorney's Office and all 250 of their prosecutors from having anything more to do with the case. The legal wrangling involved how DeCray came to occupy a jail cell next to a prolific jailhouse informant. Prosecutors and jailers said it was a coincidence, but DeCray's attorney insisted it was part of a widespread operation to elicit incriminating remarks from defendants who are represented by lawyers, a violation of their rights.
Mm.
This is actually an old trick, from what I understand.
Yeah.
You know, you put a guy in jail, and then you put a confederate in, some cop whose job is to ferret out information, or maybe
usually it's not a cop. It's just somebody who's trying to work off a sentence or something like that. Very few police officers are willing to spend a great deal of time in jail and expose themselves. A lot of these informants are in general population in a cell block. So no, I would disagree. That's a cop. Generally.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's one of their people, though, somebody who's working for the police. A narc, if you will.
You can characterize it how you wish, I'm just saying.
And the idea would be that, well, you're in jail, so you're not expecting some cop to be talking to you while you're in there, and somebody comes up to you and says, hey, what are you in for? And so begins a conversation where maybe that person will admit to doing some of the things that they otherwise wouldn't admit to in court. Maybe.
But could that be used? I mean, wouldn't that be hearsay? Maybe they're talking up a good game so they don't get beat up in jail.
They could be doing that. You're right about that. It's something that they've been known to do in the past.
It's not hearsay if you heard it. So if, you know, if for whatever reason Ian tells me something, I can testify that he told me that.
Yeah, but there's hearsay. No guarantee that a person is being honest 100% of the time.
You That's don't take the jury's
a
job.
Yeah, but you don't take an oath when you enter jail that you'll
That's
always
true.
Be honest.
Look, I mean, neither does a civilian. I mean, but a civilian can testify that that Ian told them something before he was put in jail, so an inmate can testify that he told him something after he was put in jail. The difficulty is that, obviously convict testimonies are suspect. People understand that, the convicts are willing to say just about anything to get out of whatever it is that they're being sentenced for.
Yeah.
So they have to be convincing.
I think juries should look at convict testimony the opposite of how they look at, like, mother testimony or whatever. Or maybe in the same way, you know, like, oh, my son is great. He would never do a crime. He's totally innocent. You know, if the convict is saying, you know, selling this guy down the river, oh, he totally did it. Yeah. He told me all about his secrets. You just don't trust him. You can't believe these guys.
District Attorney Tony Rakukas. This conflict of interest in the DeRay case is not imaginary, the judge wrote. It apparently stems from his loyalty to his law enforcement partners at the expense of his other constitutional and statutory obligations. It turns out that Orange County has a secret system of evidence manufacturing and storage that they've used in countless cases, and the collusion is unraveling dozens of cases and may soon unravel the careers of countless prosecutors and law enforcement officers who've maintained this secret for decades.
How do they know? How does this judge know that 250 of these prosecutors were keeping this secret?
I don't know.
How did the cat get out of the bag?
All he's done in this case is really has banned them from having anything more to do with this particular case. It's not that they've all been disqualified forever. Unfortunately, the headline isn't quite what the story reveals. But let's talk about TRED. What does it stand for? Actually, I don't know yet. In recent months, we've learned over the objections of the Orange County Sheriff's Department that the agency created TRED, which is a computerized record system in which deputies store information about in-custody defendants, including informants. Some of the data is trivial. Others contain vital exculpatory evidence. But for a quarter of a century, the OCSD, the Sheriff's Department, deemed TRED beyond the reach of any outside authority. In the DeCray case, deputies Ben Garcia and Seth Tunstall committed perjury to hide the mere existence of this computerized record system, TRED. Those lies didn't originate from blind loyalty, however. The concealed records show how prosecution teams slyly trampled the constitutional rights of defendants by employing informants and then keeping clueless judges, juries, and defense lawyers. These violations are beginning to cause cases all over the country to crumble. Other cases involve informants who are eliciting illegal confessions. Those have emerged. Entire cases have collapsed, and more may follow. The story goes way back to the 1980s, as R. Scott Moxley explains at length in the Orange County Weekly, to a prosecutorial scandal that ended in the execution of one defendant and a lengthy sentence for his alleged co-conspirator. Their convictions were based on the testimony of various jailhouse informants, even though they had told conflicting stories. The scandal rocked the area then, and this new one shows eerie parallels. Leonel Vega, a notorious gang member, was convicted of murdering a 17-year-old and was due to get life without the possibility of parole. He may now be released in 2019 because of violations of his rights. So what you have happening here is these prosecutors are using methods that are not legal to get convictions.
And the result is, apparently, inmates are being, you know, scary people are being let out.
Right. Getting people let out or perhaps even getting off of charges entirely because they are bungling these cases. Another case, one of the most egregious murders in the history of the county, has been bungled. Jeanette Espoleta, 8 months pregnant, was kidnapped and murdered. Mm. But the DA's office there has done the unthinkable. Similar to the DeCray case, government actors took the easily solvable Espoleta murder and unnecessarily cheated. In some ways, the case is worse than the lingering aforementioned death penalty trial that garnered national attention. During the past 17 years, prosecution teams hid exculpatory evidence, secured tainted testimony, won convictions, and then duped state appellate court justices into believing they never swerve from their sworn oaths. It's an alarming situation that's not based on speculation. While most prosecutors and cops that I see in court are honest, some even significantly underpaid for their work, the record alone in the Espoleta case proves Orange County's criminal justice system needs a cleansing. Now, when you're hiding exculpatory evidence, that's one of the most egregious offenses you can possibly commit. Exculpatory evidence is the evidence that will essentially result in someone being found innocent.
This is an evil thing to do.
Yeah. This is the stuff that you're supposed to have access to as a defense attorney and a defendant in a case, any kind of exculpatory evidence. But here, they are hiding it. And
they're not the first agency to do that, either.
No, they're just the one that's getting called on it.
And when they get found out, you know, when they get found out, these agencies, oftentimes they just don't do anything to them. In this case, the judge said that these prosecutors can't work on this case anymore. I mean, if they're finding this information out, these people should be going to prison.
No
the
doubt.
Very prison that they're sending people to that they had exculpatory evidence on.
The prosecutor, the public defender's office filed a 500-plus page motion detailing instance after instance of cases like this where people have had their rights violated. You can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are scratching what is likely the tip of the iceberg, the tip of the corruption iceberg in one county, just one county. And we're talking about Orange County in California, where there have been some amazing revelations as of late within the last few months. At least that's when it's hit the news as of Daily Kos. I'm sure this is actually, they've said this has been going on since the 1980s. Some sort of a computerized record system called TRED has all manner of information about in-custody defendants in it, including exculpatory evidence and other vital pieces of information that has been basically off the books. It has been a secretive kind of database. There are now 250 prosecutors in Orange County that have been taken off of one particular case, that none of them are allowed to work on a case that has basically been ruined by the prosecution and them holding back certain
evidence. I can't believe they have that many prosecutors. 250 prosecutors? This is the
3 million residents in the county.
I'm just surprised. I'm stunned that there's that many prosecutors in the county.
So we're going on with some more of this story from Daily Kos, but I also want to let you know how to get gold and silver, because these are great alternative currencies, whether you're looking at them for an investment purpose or you are just wanting to have something that you can use in a pinch instead of the U.S. government's currency. Silver and gold can help you with that. And you can go to silver.freetalklive.com. The folks over at Midas Resources, they've been doing this for a long time, getting supplying folks with gold and silver in very fancy packaging, as far as, like, you know, they have these, what do they call them, numismatics. They're not just a gold bullion.
Yeah.
There's pretty
things
on them. Yeah, some of them are older than others.
Well, bullion is the decorative stuff. Mm-hmm. Numismatics is the old stuff.
Okay, I thought a numismatic was just something that had a date on it.
It's collectible.
Got it. Bullion isn't
bullion dated? Can have a
date. You can have dates.
Okay.
But it might be from this year.
Okay, but it's just...
It wouldn't make it special.
It's not collectible because there's so much of it or something like that?
It's not yet collectible.
Got it.
Give it a couple of centuries, it'll be fine.
So, anyway, go to silver.freetalklive.com or gold. freetalklive.com. The public defender's office has filed a 500-plus page motion. I actually linked to it here for those of you who really want to go and read every instance, according to them, of cases where men and women in Orange County have had their essential rights violated. Laura Fernandez of Yale Law School, who studies prosecutorial misconduct, says it's amazing that both the sheriff's office and the DA's office worked together to cover up this misconduct. Well, my goodness, how could this be that the prosecution and the sheriffs would work together to, you know, be corrupt together? What a shock.
Who else would work together?
I wonder what sort of openness there is about it in their own personal lives. I mean, do they only talk in metaphors with each other about how they're colluding behind the scenes? Do they just go right out to lunch together and talk about what their plans are?
Yeah, like, hey, Johnny, did you hide away the files for the Smith case today?
Yeah, there's some evidence in that case that could really ruin our side of it. We probably should hide that.
When you get back to the office, make sure you grab the paper shredder and get started.
Totally clear about what they want, or is it all just suggestion?
Good question. From my perspective, says the law school speaker here, what really sets Orange County apart is the massive cover-up by both law enforcement and prosecutors, a cover-up that appears to have risen to the level of perjury and obstruction of justice.
Yeah, it appears to.
Law enforcement officers and prosecutors in Orange County have gone to such lengths to conceal their wide-ranging misconduct that they have effectively turned the criminal justice system on its head, dismissing charges and reducing sentences in extraordinarily serious cases, utterly failing to investigate unsolved crimes and many murders by informants in order to prevent that evidence from ever getting to defense lawyers, while simultaneously pushing forward where it would seem to make no sense except that it conceals more bad acts by the state, as in the case of an innocent 14-year-old boy who was wrongfully detained for 2 years.
Oh, God. 2 years for somebody who's innocent.
And now Al Jazeera has launched a full investigation as uncovered never-before-heard audio files of conversations between illegal informants. Excerpt from Al Jazeera, the U.S. government is prohibited from using informants to gather information on defendants who have retained counsel. Doing so violates their right to remain silent and their right to an attorney. But in court filings, Sanders claims the jailhouse informants in Orange County were acting as government agents and taking direction from law enforcement. So just wholesale violations of people's rights. Faced with a possible life sentence, Oscar Morial, a jailhouse informant, spoke to Orange County law enforcement about how his memory, quote, might be able to fall back into place, unquote, if they could help him out somehow. And now prosecutors in Orange County are unethically steering cases away from this very same judge who kicked them off the case in the Seal Beach murders and has been persistent about their violations.
This is one of the problems is the prosecutors have an incredible amount of power inside of this system, and they can steer cases away from judges. And these are judges that are trying to simply hold them responsible for their actions in some cases. We've seen this elsewhere. This system isn't fair. And it hasn't been for a long time, people.
The toll-free number here for you to join us and share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now the dean of the law school at UC Irvine is calling for a federal probe into the misconduct if prosecutors and law enforcement officers in Orange County are so willing to lie, cheat, and break the law in the name of justice in the ways that we've discovered. What else have they been willing to do? Who might have been wrongfully convicted? Who else has had their rights trampled, no matter the seriousness of their crimes? How deep will this rabbit hole go, and who will fight against the truth coming out to protect their careers? And there's another question that they didn't ask, and that is that this is just Orange County. What makes anyone out there think that any other county is any less corrupt than this one? Why would Cheshire County, New Hampshire, be any different?
50% is corrupt. You're still talking about extraordinarily corrupt.
So you really have to ask yourself, is Orange County the only place where this kind of thing is going on? Of course not. This isn't where the cops learned how to do this or the prosecutors learned how to do this. Not every cop in Orange County has worked in Orange County their entire lives. So there are likely things like this going on in all manner of different police jurisdictions. It's just that they've been covering up effectively in Orange County for decades. So you can better believe they're doing their due diligence in other counties.
They can cover up effectively. And if they can cover up effectively, then other places can cover up effectively.
Right.
Just because there hasn't been a news story on your county doesn't mean your county is not as corrupt, or at least somewhat as corrupt, or perhaps even more corrupt than Orange County.
Well, now that all of these Orange County cases have been put into question, I look forward to the announcement by the prosecutors and the judges that they're going to let all those people that they put in jail go, because clearly... You know, this was not respectable. These prosecutors are put into question about their authenticity. They're liars. They gamed the system. So there are going to be consequences, right?
Sure would be nice. I wouldn't get my hopes up on that. If we even see one person fired, I'd be shocked.
No, I'm not talking.
Me too.
Not about firing them. Let the people go who they put in jail. Now that we know they've been covering up evidence that lets these people be that would have let them be free,
I would love to see that happen. You can share your thoughts with us here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Maybe you've got a corruption story that you want to tell about where you live, because there's no shortage of this stuff. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAwNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app, so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAwNow.com. SayAwNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves. We'll bring up whatever's on your mind. Doesn't have to be naughty prosecutors and police covering up evidence that could set people free, because they didn't do it. They got sent to prison, but they didn't do it. It happened a lot in Orange County. You can share your thoughts with us here at 855-450-FREE, and also we've got Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And also... Mark, tell me about something fresh.
Yeah, well, you know, we've got a new advertiser here, and I just want to tell everybody about RootWork. So if you've got a business of your own, you know that IT work can be frustrating.
Oh,
know?
Yeah.
Unreliable, unpredictable, and late. Is this so, Ian?
Uh-huh. I've been through that, and I even know a thing or two about IT.
It doesn't have to be. IT can serve your needs reliably, predictably, and on time. RootWork Infotech helps businesses achieve always-on reliability, keeping your customers happy and your staff productive. RootWork can make IT meet your needs. And to prove it, they'll give you 30 minutes on the phone with a senior consultant for free to answer any of your IT questions.
Wow.
And, yeah, I mean, it's a great way to start. You're going to get something out of this telephone call already. And remember, this is for people who, you know, they need their IT to work. And this is an extraordinarily valuable portion of your business. So just go to get your free consultation, rootwork.it/FTL, and you can get your free call. It's R-O-O-T, rootwork.it/FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live.
Let's go to Tom. He's in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek J., and Mark. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Welcome.
You wondered aloud what type of collusion occurs outwardly between prosecutors and police officers and others within the judicial system. I say that in quotes. I worked as a law enforcement officer for many years. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, I came across a few decent prosecutors. For the most part, though, they all adhere, most of them adhere to the system, which is described, and admittedly so, as an adversarial system. I'll give you one example of many that I experienced. It took me a while to catch on to this. In fact, I was surprised the other night. I was watching a popular cable talk show, and they had a panel of lawyers who were amazed at some of the allegations coming out of the Mosby, she's the prosecutor in Baltimore with the six police officers, who was mm-hmm. accused of hiding some evidence from the defense team. And they just couldn't believe that this prosecutor was looking for a conviction as opposed to the truth. And, you know, I guess they were sincere in what they were saying, but I'll tell you, for experienced attorneys, I was shocked. Maybe it's different in other states, but I know for a fact in Baltimore, they're not looking for the truth. They're looking for convictions. That's what they drive for. And again, I'll give you one quick example. A young man, I think he was probably 19, a kid for all intents and purposes, was convicted of possession of a deadly weapon and given a pretty harsh sentence by the judge. And I was in the courtroom, and I realized I was really good in law. I just had a knack for little nuances, and I realized that what he was convicted of actually was not, by Maryland law, considered a deadly weapon. And so I jumped up and ran over to the prosecutor and said, there's been a mistake. And she said, well, what do you mean? So I told her real quick, and she looked at me just in shock. And she said, whose side are you on anyway?
Wow.
The
truth, lady?
Yeah, but she doesn't have a side. People are just going to prison after they're done with her. I mean, like, she's on the side of terrible convictions? Injustice?
Yeah, she wants her numbers up, right? As a prosecutor, what's her incentive to get
I don't even get that up. Much, though. I mean, really? A prosecutor somehow gets...
Yes, that's their reward. That's their keeping score.
That's how they parlay into political careers, too, right? Like, I was the toughest prosecutor Orange County has ever seen, and here's my conviction record.
But, Will, if you have 10% fewer convictions as a prosecutor than you do, is that somehow going to lose you the election and for the judgeship that you're running for?
You don't get a bigger paycheck for finding the truth.
I think it's interesting, Tom, that you were looking for the truth. You came up there with information that could have helped this guy out in that situation, and this lady, she was probably incensed that you, the lowly law enforcement officer, would even dare bring that to her attention. What do you think?
You haven't heard the best of it yet. I was shocked. I told her, I said, whose side am I on? At the risk of sounding like something from a comic book, I thought, we were on the side of truth and justice, the American way. I said, forget about it. I told the judge, I said, stop this court here. There's been a terrible justice. And he didn't know what to do. He was flabbergasted. Well, what are you talking about? So I'll tell you in a minute. So I went and got the guy and his public defender. And I said to the public defender exactly what I told the prosecutor. She didn't want to hear it. So I turned to the young man. I said, listen, forget about this public defender. She's not defending you at all. Nobody apparently is. But here's what's going on. The guy says to me, I'm not worried about it. I can handle jail. And I said, young man, you have no idea what it is that you're saying here. I'm telling you that you've been wrongly convicted. He said he didn't care.
Wow.
That's the mindset with a lot of these young...
He's institutionalized.
Kids. Yeah.
He's going to get three hots and a cot.
Talk about being resigned to the system.
Yeah, that's frustrating. That really is. How long did your job last after that? I mean, you're making an outburst in court, talking to a, you know, telling a judge to stop the case. You're having words with the prosecutor and the defense attorney. How long did you stay employed in that county?
My career lasted until I retired.
Wow.
It didn't have its. It wasn't always as easy as it would have been if I would have kept my mouth shut.
I bet.
Several times. The old saying, you can't sue City Hall. If you sue in a federal court, you can actually win. I did. I had several instances where I had prosecutors, especially one that comes to mind is not an assistant, but the elected, the top one, actually wanted me and put a lot of pressure on me to drop a case against a friend of hers. I wouldn't do it. It was a minor case, but I felt like, you know what? No one would drop it for me. No one would drop it for your average Joe citizen. I'm not going to drop it because she's a friend of yours. Hmm. And I didn't, and I caught a lot of hell for it. But, you know, there was nothing that they could do with getting me to drop the charges. However, oddly enough, the case just kind of disappeared eventually. It was postponed several times. And then I never heard anything about it. When I saved all the paperwork, when I researched it, it just never comes up in the system. And that's pretty common when it comes to public officials.
Interesting.
I have no problem with arresting elected officials or people high in government. I did several times, and it always brought me a lot of grief. But it was welcome grief. It was welcome grief that I, to this day, I feel proud that I went ahead and did what I would have done with anybody else.
Well, you know, I appreciate you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Tom, were you called in to speak against the defendant that day that you were in court, or were you just in court for other reasons?
Totally unrelated. I was there for a totally different case.
Okay.
And like I said, that was just one example of many that I came across.
Wow.
And I'm
good for you, Tom. I appreciate it. You'll have to call in with more of your stories another time, but I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Those were some really interesting stories, and I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Gosh, you know, if you had more people with integrity like that, who are willing to actually stand up and point out a wrong when they see it happening, speak up at the moment in time.
The system may not be completely broken.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's broken enough. But
I think good people tend not to be attracted to jobs like this. So it sounds like Tom had kind of a tough time with it.
Well, right, and that's why I'm surprised he was actually able to make it to retirement. I would think that, you know, the entire system would turn against him. There are certainly places where it would, and he would be probably fearing for his life, which is probably why more people don't speak up. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through ExpressCoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free at 855-453, 855-450-3733, and join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. We're talking about the corruption that is just spread far and wide. Probably it strikes even deeper than you could imagine. There are people who are supposed experts that are shocked at the Orange County corruption that has been revealed in recent months there. We talked about that earlier this hour. Shocking, they find it, that there's this level of corruption, collusion between prosecution and the police to hide things like, oh, I don't know, exculpatory evidence that would prove that the person who's the defendant is, in point of fact, not the criminal at all.
That's the definition of exculpatory.
Yeah, exactly. So there's just all kinds of really bad stuff out there, and there's a 500-page motion that has been filed by the Orange County Defense, the Public Defender's Office, just showing people 500 pages worth of it. And there's more than that, I'm sure. But that's just 500 pages for one county.
And all they've done at this point is to take the prosecutors off the case.
One case. Yeah.
And
well, they can be trusted with all the others. I mean, they haven't found any evidence that they've done anything wrong
other cases. Yeah, they're on the up and up without any other proof that they've been doing bad things. We have to presume they're...
I mean, don't you think they've been punished enough, Mark?
They've
been taken off the case. I mean, what more do you want?
Living a life as a government bureaucrat, I suppose.
Well, it doesn't end there, and it certainly doesn't end in Orange County. BoingBoing.net reporting from a few days ago about a really sad story in Houston. Houston deputy pulled over Charnesia Corley, 21-year-old black woman, on her way to the store to pick up medicine for her sick mother. Thought he smelled weed, the Houston deputy did, in Ms. Corley's car. He searched the car and couldn't find any, then called for a female officer to come to the gas station where Corley was being held so he could have her vagina searched.
Obviously.
Right. Clearly, if it's not in the car, she must have hidden it up her vagina. They arrested Corley because she objected, can you imagine, to having her vagina examined in the gas station.
You mean she said no to that?
Yeah, I mean, how dare she? What is she thinking? That she
doesn't she know he has a badge?
from KRTK.
Maybe he didn't announce himself as a cop.
Corley said, she tells me to pull my pants down. I said, ma'am, I don't have any underwear on. And she says, well, that doesn't matter. Pull your pants down.
Right on the street.
She admits hesitating. Deputies say, she resisted.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't it the cop's job to pull your pants down? It's apparently your job. You have to pull your pants down when ordered.
You have to do it for them, yeah.
I thought they do that. They searched my pockets when I was arrested before. They pat me down. They put their hands in my pockets. Why can't they pull my pants down, too?
Maybe they were under the impression that, like me, they believed that marijuana actually came from vaginas.
You've got something growing in there, man.
It just comes out. It's like a little dispenser.
Corley told KRTK candidly, I bend over and she proceeds to try to force her hand inside of me. I tell her, ma'am,
dear me,
no, you cannot do this. She insists at no time did she give consent for any such of a search. She has retained an attorney who argues that a search like this in a public parking lot is a violation of her civil rights.
I'd say that nobody could give consent to this out in public, that this is an obscene act.
From the Houston Chronicle, when the female deputy arrived, she told Corley to pull her pants down, but Corley protested because she was cuffed and had no underwear on. According to her attorney, she stood up and protested, so the deputy threw her to the ground and restrained her, while another female was called in to assist. When backup arrived, each deputy held one of Corley's legs apart to conduct the probe.
They had
to be kidding me.
No, what choice did they have? They had to throw her to the ground while she was handcuffed.
Well, if they didn't force her legs open.
And then take a look inside her marijuana dispenser.
She could have been dangerous. I mean, what if there was a weapon up there?
She could have given that marijuana to children, Derek Kay. Well, I mean, that's the real concern here.
We already know she's a criminal. She was resisting.
KRTK-TV reports deputies found 0.02 ounces of marijuana on Ms. Corley, but they did not say from where.
Wow.
The Harris County.
Like a fifth of a paperclip?
Wow.
0.02 grams.
Oh, no, they said 0.02 ounces.
Ounces. Oh, okay.
It's probably a couple grams or something.
I don't even know if it's that.
Let's see. 28 grams an ounce times 0.02. I can't.
Well, it must have come out of her marijuana dispenser.
It's 0.56, so half a gram. They found half a gram of cannabis, apparently.
You could put roll a pen out of that.
They found 0.56,
yeah. Half a gram. They did not say from where. Harris County Sheriff's Office has said their deputies have acted appropriately.
Well, they found some marijuana.
We stand behind our officers. They will do anything that it takes to end this insane war on drugs.
It's insane, all right.
We will lock every single person up after searching all of your body cavities. Now get in line, folks.
Now, I want to be clear.
Everybody gets a finger in.
I got to get to the bottom of the story. They didn't find any marijuana in the car itself.
That's correct.
They said that. Then they did search her.
Hoo-hoo.
Yeah. And they found some marijuana.
They searched her, and found some marijuana.
But they said it wasn't from the car. So if it wasn't from the car,
it could have been from her pocket.
In her pocket or her purse.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I would consider that to be in the car then, I guess.
It could have been on something. I guess there are women's
I'd
pockets.
I'd like to hear more about
small.
This case. Because if this lady actually had marijuana in her marijuana dispenser, I mean, it would be...
Yeah, that guy's
amazing,
good.
Amazing, right?
Yeah. That guy's like, I know you've got it. I'm going to find
this
it.
This is clearly planted is what it would be, is if they found marijuana up there.
Yeah, that's certainly possible that they planted something later on. You never can trust these police. There's a more detailed story over at The Guardian. By the way, Ms. Corley, who's 21, has no criminal record. So, you know, they had no real reason to believe that she was a drug transporter or anything.
Apparently,
like that.
They had every reason if they found marijuana.
Where was this again? Texas?
Houston, Texas.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
She will be filing a complaint with the Internal Affairs Division, says her attorney. And apparently, they're hoping there's video of the incident, so they don't yet know that. Apparently, she was pulled over for running a stop sign. The officer placed her in the back of his patrol car and searched her vehicle in vain for the drug. This story goes on and just kind of retells it. But if we do hear more about this, we'll certainly let you know. The Harris County Sheriff's Department did not respond to a request for comment as of Tuesday, but spokesperson did tell local media the deputies did everything as they should and that Corley had assented to a strip search. Really? I mean, does
anybody
believe
that? Sure, that's fine. Yeah, that's okay. You can do that.
Oh, I would love to take my clothes off here on the side of the road because that's, you know, everybody's into that.
Well, she may have consented to a search, but not to this search.
They're claiming she consented to a strip search.
How many people
she said we could, boss. Yeah. She said we could. CanMac disputed that and said that an officer's report of the incident, which he had obtained, corroborated his client's version. The attorney declined to say where the marijuana was found, but said police claimed to have found it on her person. Police usually chose not to prosecute for such tiny amounts of marijuana, he added. Regardless of what was found, the search violated privacy and the Constitution. He said, quote, they could have found a kilo of cocaine inside of her and still should not have done it. Rebecca Robertson, legal and policy director of the ACLU of Texas, said a cavity search without a warrant was a blatant violation of the Fourth Amendment and that an orifice probe was the most invasive search possible. She told the Houston Chronicle that a body cavity search without a warrant could be constitutionally suspect, but a body cavity search on the side of the road, I can't imagine a circumstance where that would be constitutional. She noted previous controversies over cavity searches in Texas, including in 2013 when the Department of Public Safety, you might remember this one, was forced to pay $185,000 to two women who troopers had conducted cavity searches by the roadside, illuminated by the patrol car headlights in full view of passing traffic. You remember that one? We talked about that here on Free Talk Live. That one was caught on video.
Did they propose that they had marijuana up there, too?
They thought they had something up there. Police in Texas came under renewed scrutiny last month over the case of Sandra Bland, an African-American woman found dead in her jail cell after being detained during a traffic stop. So that's there's not much more there on that on this particular case.
I don't know what's Sandra Bland, how she's related to this other than she's a woman. I mean, you know, she wasn't strip searched on the side of the road like these ladies were.
Was she pulled over for driving while black?
I think she rolled through a stop sign.
Well, that's what happened in this case.
I can't remember what happened with Sandra Bland, but it was minor. I think it was a failure to use a turn signal.
So there you go. Yet another example of police misconduct here. There's just no shortage of these stories. We could fill an entire show with this stuff. And in fact, Derek J. generally does that every Wednesday night on Cop Block Radio. And you can join him. Go to TheDerekJ.com. You can find past episodes, I suspect.
Yep, links are all there.
Through that website. And, of course, you can listen to it live on Wednesday nights on LRN.FM. TheDerekJ.com. It has been Free Talk Live. We'll be back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at FreeTalkLive.com. And don't consent to searches, ever.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins. Stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.